All right.
All right, so calling to order the senior advisory committee meeting at
10:01.
10:01. I'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evelyn, would you do the roll call, please?
Okay. Molly.
Here.
Excellent. Susan.
Here.
Judy.
Here.
Inez.
Here.
Monzel.
Here.
Evelyn, ooh. Steve.
Yep.
And Mark.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
We got a full house. Look at that.
With guests.
Love it.
And Jean is here.
Jean Kuznick is here.
Ah, excellent.
Becky is here.
Yeah.
She hasn't gotten that far down the list.
And.
Aparna.
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 Matherin. With an I at the end.
We'll do with the first name.
I got it.
So, but yeah, for the last meeting, the minutes, you need to change it. You had a Y, it should be an I.
Oh.
When you get to the minutes.
It's my husband's name, last name. I don't even care what it is anymore.
All right, special items and announcements?
I do have one. And so just wanted to make sure that everyone on the committee is aware of the master plan. So we all know that the Parks and Community Services Department is going through a master plan process right now. And we have our master plan workshop this Thursday, the 8th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. It will be held in the rotunda of City Hall. And if any of you went, I know some of you did go to the Crow Canyon Gardens Crow Canyon Gardens workshop. It'll be a similar format to that, where we have the multiple stations set up around the rotunda. We feel that's the way to really get the public input. And what we saw, which was really interesting, was that the community members were talking to each other about it, which was really neat to see each member of San Ramon like talking about that. So it was really cool to see that. And so we'll have 7 or 8 stations set up. So if you're able to come, please come 6 to 7:30 in the rotunda at City Hall. So that's what I have.
Suggestion box entries?
Anything? Was there any there?
There wasn't any there.
No?
No.
Well, I do know when we had those meetings with the
Community Connection?
Community
mm-hmm.
Connection.
We're not there yet.
Waiting for that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of comments.
Okay, perfect.
Everybody get a chance to read the minutes from the last meeting?
Mm-hmm.
May I have a motion to accept?
He has one change.
Sorry, Steve.
Except for the correction, yeah.
Oh, the spelling correction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's going to be on.
Is that on the
line? It's going to be line 33. Change line 33
okay.
to correct the spelling of Moderetti. It should be a I at the N and not a Y.
Okay. So, thank you, Steve. So, with the amendment, can I have a motion to approve last month's meeting minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes of the last meeting as amended.
Okay, and second? Mark, second? Thank
Mark
you.
Can't second because we have a full house and he's an alternate, so I need somebody else.
Sorry, Mark. Molly, thank you.
Usually we can. Sorry, Mark.
Sorry, Mark. All in favor of approving with amendment?
Aye.
Okay, opposed?
Okay.
None? Okay, those are approved.
7-7.
Okay, so committee business. October Community Connection meeting recap. I know.
Okay. Well, the people that I met with, and so they wanted to let the people know that movies are good. However, one asked that the movies should be funny and uplifting, nothing sad. And one asked, could we have movies from India? Could we get them some from Bollywood? And I was like, I'll ask.
Yeah, the problem is the licensing.
Yeah. So.
But I'll look to see if there are any. I just
I'll see some old ones around or something.
Yeah, I'll need to know. I need recommendations on the movies.
That's what I asked.
And because then at that point I can go and I can look to see if we have permissions for the distributor for the licensing. Because we can only show what we have the license.
So I asked them, I said, if you could give me a name of a movie that you especially would like to see, that'd be great. So they're thinking about it.
Okay, perfect.
And then another member asked, could we get a Rummy Cube set?
We have it. It's in the south lounge in the cabinets.
Is it locked?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, no. Great.
Well, yeah, we do have it.
Thank you.
We used to have a Rummy Cube club for a while who they would come and meet once a week.
What is that?
It's a tiles and I played it. It is a lot of fun and it works your brain a lot.
Oh, okay. So that's why I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and it's they have the good set is what I call it. Has real hard cubes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other one has paper ones, and the paper ones don't last. No. So anyway.
Okay.
But and then another member asked, could a notice be put up? Does anybody want to play canasta? If you do, what day is best for you? So that maybe they could get together for canasta. I said, okay. So,
We'll put a call in. We can put a call in the newsletter that's coming out for January through March to see if anybody wants, if anyone is interested in playing canasta.
Okay.
And then from one of my exercise classes, a concern over the lunch bunch. And I was like, wow. Okay. And one of the trips, on the trips that she has taken, said there a lot of the members don't want to do any of the looking around, so to speak. They just want to go and have lunch.
Okay.
And so they'll stay in the bus, and I guess the driver has asked for like a vote. Well, does anybody want to look around, or you just want to go for lunch? And she said on the ones that she's gone, they all just want to go for lunch. And so she's like, she'd like to go and see the areas. And I said, well, you just need to speak up there and say, I would really want, I paid for this. But she says she doesn't want to do that. So I said, well, I'll pass it on.
Okay. Would you be able to, offline, would you be able to share with me their name so I can look at the trips that they
She said
attended?
She did not want to.
Okay. Because the only reason I ask is because some of our trips are planned just to go and have lunch.
Right. Yeah.
Where other ones are planned to, you know, go have lunch, see the sights and all that. So it depends on, that's I just wanted to know which trips it was that she participated.
I said, like when we went to the museum, there were people who really did not want to go into the museum and look at the museum. They just wanted to go have lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's kind of all right. I want to see the museum. So I went to the, you know, and I had enough time. She said the one place, they only had 20 minutes, and she said that wasn't enough time for her to just look around.
Okay.
I said, okay. Did they do a garden, one of the gardens or something?
Filoli.
Was that?
It must
so she said.
And that's all, and that's, you go there and you walk around.
It's huge.
That's what
it's
you
huge.
Do.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And you were on that.
I've gone twice. I love that.
Yeah. So I don't know if she was on that, because she mentioned one of the gardens, and she said, and people just want to stay in the bus and didn't want to walk around.
Oh, no, everybody.
Why? Good.
Why would you pay that much
to
go to a restaurant?
That's what I said. And I said, the ones I've gone on, and I know, like when we went to the one to walk across the bridge, Golden Gate, there were several people who did not want to do that.
Yep.
And they had paid the money. Well, you didn't have to do the whole walk.
It was just the half.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
But there was enough time. We walked across and back.
Yeah.
You know, that was fine. And then went to lunch. But there were people who did not want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, sign up for the walk across the bridge and stay on the bus.
Honestly, what we've seen is that a lot of folks who sign up for the trips, some of them haven't been into San Francisco in quite some time because they're not comfortable driving there. They don't want to take public transit.
Right.
So they do pay for the trip just to enjoy the ride over.
Yeah.
And then they're, you know, drive, because we always drive through the city, and so they get to see the different sites, and then the drive back, and it's worth it to them because they get out of, you know, the Tri-Valley area. They're able to go somewhere they haven't seen in quite some time.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, okay, that's good feedback.
Okay. Anybody else meet with people next summer?
I was there.
And you were there. Yeah. But your group was different.
They were so happy they could spend time in that nice facility here. They also had the question, like on the lunch bun trip, they had the thing saying that waiting lists, so they can sign up and they for sure they can go.
A wait list means that you are waiting to be added to the list. And so they're not registered because it's full. But we accept a wait list in case anyone cancels, then we can go to the wait list to try to pull somebody.
So the next quarter, if you have that trip come up, so they are the first one?
No.
No, still.
No, they're on the waiting list for that trip.
For that trip only.
Yeah.
So they cannot make advance registration for the next trip.
Correct, they do not get priority, no.
But sometimes if there's enough, you'll do a second trip.
Yeah, if we're able to.
If you're able to.
Like we did that with Napa when we went to CIA, their Culinary Institute of America. We had over 20 people on the wait list, and so we added a second
Carmel,
one.
I think.
Yep. We did Carmel and we did Bodega Bay the same way.
Because they saw it as on the waiting list. Can I go? I said, I don't think so.
No.
But you probably can get the priority.
No.
For the next trip, so now I'm wrong.
No, we cannot do that.
Okay. Anything else, Susan?
That's it.
But if we add a second trip, like Molly was talking about, we use that wait list. But it also, but we're not always able to add a second trip because it really just depends on if the availability of the van and the driver and make sure that we have a day in there. And if it's a longer trip, it's harder for us to add because it is quite taxing on the driver because driving the big bus with the pressure of having everybody in the van and their safety. I mean, Kimball, our driver, he takes that, which rightfully so, very seriously, and he wants everybody to have a great time. So it just depends on if we have the availability.
It's just one to find out that waiting list, what's the difference?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just, yeah, if a spot comes up, then we use the waiting list, but it does not get priority for the next round.
Who's scheduled for November? Can you Molly?
And I think me.
I don't have it right here, but we can find it.
I think, but my date book has done a vanishing act.
Okay. So it's the 14th, right?
I don't have it right here.
Becky.
Yes,
that's
Steve.
Steve
made me do it.
Steve.
Everybody blame Steve.
What I'm hearing is that Steve negotiated a trade.
Yeah, I was hearing Steve delegated.
It was a maybe and she came firm. Yeah.
That's a better wording.
Okay. Yeah,
okay, yeah, it's
14.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, Ethel's Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
What time?
1 o'clock.
1:30.
1 o'clock.
1 p.m.
Yeah. And what day? That was the 14th, you said?
Yes. 14th. 1
Hopefully,
p.m.
on that day, we will be able to pull in the survey for the Parks Master Plan.
Yeah, that's
our hope for that one.
Becky, etiquette guidelines review and feedback.
I do have that.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. All right, so everyone grab that out of your packet. And so there's the policy there, and then there's a bunch of samples from other locations.
Do we have one now, or is it brand new?
So we have a department code of conduct, which
the
is
Parks and Community Service.
Yes, okay. And which is very general. Basically, we'll treat everybody with respect. You know, things that general nature.
Okay.
And so over the hopefully you've all had an opportunity to read the staff report. And so we've talked about it in here multiple times that we have people who will come in and they'll be like, "Oh, this is great. Yada yada, all the activities, but where do they sleep?" And so we are constantly educating the public that, you know, this is an independent activity center. This is not a senior living facility. We're run by the city. It's for people to come in and recreate, socialize, have fun. But at the end of the day, they go back to their home or wherever it is that they live. We have experienced some complaints and concerns from other users of the center, that people are rude or combative. People are talking on their cell phones at the lunch table on speaker. People are just, you know, not treating the facility with the respect or the other users in the facility with the respect that they would like to see. Occasionally we'll have people who yell and scream at staff, and so we intervene. We've also have had multiple instances, as of late especially, of people who have been experiencing incontinence, which we understand that will happen at times, but at the intervals of regularity that it's been occurring, it's become problematic. Because one person in particular, they don't realize what's going on or what's happening, and they have sat in about 6 to 8 places in the center. And so when that happens, we have to take that furniture out of play. And if it's a couch, there's certain ways that you have to clean it because of bodily fluid. And so just all of these things have precipitated where I feel like, and I've talked with staff about this and some of our other users of the center, I feel that we've gotten to the point, and please, if you disagree with me, I want you to speak up. I feel that we have gotten to the point where it would be beneficial for us to put together a behavior guideline specific for this center that just calls it out a little more. That just calls it out just a little bit more than show respect to the facility, be nice to others. I don't have the code of conduct directly in front of me here. So that's what I'm looking at. And so, and I don't, a lot of, if you looked at the examples that I provided, a lot of the other cities, they make the, when these instances occur, they basically enforce a punishment. On incident number one, this is what happens. Yeah. Number two, this happens. Three, da da da, all the way up to removal from the facility. That's not what I was looking for. I feel like one of our, one of the things that set us apart and that makes us so special is that we all of us collectively have such a personal connection with one another that I don't want it to get too institutionalized, if you will. So I want us utilizing this behavior guidelines. I want us to be able to address these concerns on an individual basis. And, you know, well, as staff, we can document things, but and we could get up to the point where it's a suspension or a removal from the facility, but I don't think that it's right for our center to say on the first offense, this is what happens. Second, this, that. It's a, hey, we noticed this, because oftentimes, depending on what's occurring, we talk to the family because we have the emergency cards for everybody. So we have, so we'll talk to their families and say, hey, we're experiencing this. And so it's, and then, you know, if sometimes the family's like, oh yeah, I knew about this, but I don't know what to do. We can provide them with resources. And so we want it to be very much of a community effort and not institutionalized. And this is just, this is the way it's going to be. And so I've been working on this for a while now. And so to be honest with you, when I first started working on it, it was completely different. And then as I was talking to more and more people, I was like, okay, we need to reverse course on this. And then I was like, oh no, I went too far to the right on that one. Okay, let's come back a little bit more towards the center. And so that's kind of how I've been doing this. It's probably been at least a 6-8 week process that I've been working on this, just to make sure that, one, me and my staff here were comfortable with it, and also knowing all of you and knowing the use of our center, putting forth a recommendation that I thought would be beneficial and would, you know, help our center. And so,
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Okay. I absolutely agree with the fact of not having the detail of what happens if you violate it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think it should be decided on a personal basis. When, on one of the bullet points, it's kind of in the middle, activities that negatively affect the health of others. Is, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
So some of them are kept pretty broad,
yes.
So then that we, they can be applicable to multiple situations. So activities that negatively affect another could be, for example, someone lying down and taking a nap on the couch in the rotunda.
Okay.
So they're taking up, you know, three spots when, say it's on a bingo day where we have a lot of people hanging around, we can say, hey, excuse me, we need you to, because I didn't want it so narrow, because originally my first one had specifically called out no napping, no laying down and napping on the furniture.
Yeah, one of the other cities has that.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah. And I was, but it was like activity, because then that could be too, someone who is, I don't know if it's, oh, it does have obscene. I was going to say somebody who is swearing, but that was one of those very broad ones.
So,
that it was.
Yeah, so I think
the same one that, that Becky acted on. Person out here and was bringing up boogers, spitting them on the floor.
It was phlegm and others such.
And so that is affecting the health of others.
Yeah.
And so she was very politely asked for and took care of that. But,
so,
but then there's other things.
Yeah, other things, yeah. So I guess I'm thinking a little bit beyond the health, right? So maybe it's the enjoyment of the center, or you know, being able to use the center. That would be your, your sofa thing, right?
Yep.
Your couch thing. And so that was the question I had about that one. And then Mission Viejo has one about every participant in the program is expected to exhibit civil conduct. If physical contact is made with another person, it must be a welcome gesture and appropriate. I'm wondering if that needs to be a little more called out in ours, Becky, only because of all of the
what's
awareness
going
of that nowadays. It's on the Mission Viejo front page, the 1, 2, 3, 4
fourth
bullet
one.
In.
Okay.
So, because I think that could play up and, you know, could cause issues. And I don't know if that could be, you know, part of the physical health, you know, or the health of others. So I don't know how you want to word those. So I'm hearing a couple things just to summarize them. One, I would like to have something about the physical contact, if that's appropriate.
Okay.
And then maybe it's more than the health, because that certainly is a good example of affecting the health.
So the enjoyment.
On the, but it's also the enjoyment or the
the health or
use,
enjoyment of or
use
others.
Of facilities or something like that.
Okay.
So those are my comments.
Well, and also the lack of personal cleanliness or proper hygiene, because it's hard to be around people
like that,
that you feel haven't taken a shower lately or whatever.
Okay.
I totally agree, and I appreciate the fact that you are taking it on a case-by-case basis, and that you are getting personal without broadcasting it to everybody in the center. However, I do believe that we should have a concrete code of conduct in place so that when you have situations where you cannot apply the same one-on-one or going to the family to remedy the situation, you go to that person and say, you know what, Mark, you can't do that here.
You we do that now.
Right.
Yeah.
But you need to have a backup. You know, you need to have it in black and white, and you have three chances. You do it again, that's check number two. The third time, you're out the door. And I don't, I think there is a time when you have to get tough and put the police pants on and say, for the safety of everybody else here, you cannot come back to the center. Now, having said that, if you were to say to me, Mark, you've pulled this too many times, you're out of here. The first thing I'm gonna do is go, okay, San Ramon Senior Center, I'll go to Dublin, or I'll go to Danville, or I'll go to Livermore. So should we be good neighbors when we totally tell someone you cannot come back to the center because of your behavior? Do we advise fellow centers, hey, be
might
careful?
Have liability issues there.
Yeah, we have to be careful with
that.
personal information.
So can we create like a Tri-Valley Senior Center Code of Conduct so that every center in the area is kind of operating on the same code of conduct? Because they will. I mean, I would. If I got thrown out of here, I'd go somewhere. I'd go somewhere else. And I would probably pull the same crap there that I pulled here.
Knowing you, you would.
Yeah, Mark.
Did you meet one of those guys?
No, but I just think it's a sad state of affairs that we have to do this. But I think for the safety of everybody that comes to the center, we need a hardcore code of conduct.
The end. For the Tri-Valley, it's hard to, right now, do something like that.
Why?
Because each city does their own rules. But I can tell you that we get a lot, we share a lot with Danville. And I am...
She was here.
Yeah, Leah.
Yeah.
And Leah and I talk regularly, and I've talked to Leah about this. And they don't have a code of conduct right now, but she is hoping to move in that direction. And so what she and I had talked about was that when I get ours approved, because we'll probably go to commission after this, and I will share ours with Danville, so then we have hopefully similar, because that's where we see our greatest crossovers between Danville and Santa Rosa.
And what about our neighbors south, Dublin?
We have some crossover, but not nearly as much as Danville.
Okay.
What about Mark's suggestion about actually being more specific about, you know, three times you're out kind of thing, because that's not stated.
It's not stated, you're correct.
And that's what she said.
Would you want to leave it open-ended too?
Like it says, it may result in the suspension.
Yep.
And so if somebody is doing something that is completely off the charts and is a safety for everybody, then yes, absolutely, we will ask them to leave the building.
But I can come back to you and say, you can't tell me, this is a public building.
And that's why we're gonna go to the Parks Commission, and I'm looking at Jean for that, because then when we have this dialogue with the individual, we have the backing of the Parks Commission so that they, yes, we do support this, that we can, and we document everything. So if something was like that was to happen, then as a staff member, I write an incident report.
Okay.
And so then I have that, and that moves up through all the way up through our director. Mm-hmm. And so then we have the backup paperwork. And so if somebody was to come back and here's what happened, we know all of that information.
And you can easily tell someone you cannot come back to the center.
If it's difficult because we are a public facility, but yes, that's why we put these rules and regulations into place. And if somebody is doing something that puts everybody at danger, I don't know, I'm gonna go extreme here, say somebody, you know, has a concealed weapons permit and they have brought a gun into the facility. I'll tell you right now, I'm not approaching that person. I'm going to call the police, and I'm going to say, hi, I have somebody here who has a weapon. They've told me they have the concealed weapons permit, but I know that the city has an ordinance that prohibits individuals from bringing, other than peace officer, bringing a weapon into any of our public facilities. I will let them deal with that.
Absolutely.
I'm not doing it. And so if there's a fight, as strong as I am and as tough as everyone knows I am, I'm not getting in the middle of it.
No.
I'm calling the police.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna let the police deal with it.
Okay.
And so we absolutely have those mechanisms in place.
Okay. What other
And we're not gonna have any fights here, I know.
What other comments do people have?
Well, I think this is well written. To be honest, before I read your report, I didn't realize what you were dealing with, so I really appreciate what you have to deal with in the end. The only thing I was going to suggest perhaps is maybe having the city attorney review the document, Marks and Martin, because we want to make sure we've got, just like what you're saying, we want to make sure we're, if we have, if it comes to brass tacks, that we've got, we've got it sealed and delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything will go up through. This is kind of the first step on the ladder.
Yeah.
And so then we'll move it up through the appropriate channels as necessary.
What happened to that guy keep on stealing the money?
We keep dealing with him. There's, we've talked to his family. There's cognitive things going on with him also.
Well, he was in the computer room and now he's come to the coffee
He's all around, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's stealing money?
He shakes it. You know who it is. Don't say any names, though. We're dealing with it.
Albert, has he been around here again?
I thought his name was Mark. Does everyone...
I have a quick question.
Yeah, Jean.
Sorry. Thank you for patience, and I'm not sure if it's appropriate for me to weigh in on this, so let's ask that question.
Yeah, you can provide
me. Okay. So the only thing I would offer as just my years in school settings...
Uh-huh.
Is the, where the line says violations policy may result in the suspension of participants from the activities. The only thing that I would add, and just maybe an awareness, is that if somebody comes back to fight you on this,
mm-hmm.
How dare you keep grandma from mm-hmm. here, even though you may have really good cause, you may want to think about having some language in there that says, mm-hmm. you know, that,
the appeal
that there is a progression of interventions.
And that's where I think the city attorney would be helpful.
Yeah, much like you do with kids who misbehave in schools. You don't suspend them. The first thing, you give them warnings. I mean, I know you don't want to be legalistic, but if you have a daughter-in-law that says, oh, you're taking grandma, and you can't keep her out, you need language that says, oh, but we can.
Okay.
We love you,
yeah.
But we can't.
Okay.
Yeah, and it would need to be worded so that if something was really, you know, atrocious on a first situation, you wouldn't have to wait for three, right?
Yep.
You need to have that freedom.
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
To do that.
I'll look at that.
I did want to say that from my experience that not coming to lunches periodically,
mm-hmm.
you know, that bullying, that
uh-huh.
I haven't seen that anymore.
Good.
But it may still occur, but I haven't seen that. And, you know, Angela's right on that, and she goes right up and tells them.
Yeah. So. No saving seats. No, this is.
Well,
yeah.
She knows my name, so she goes, now you know better. You know you're not supposed to do that.
Yep.
So,
I love it.
So it's like, oh, yeah, right. Anyway, but so that was really good.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Monzel, did you have feedback?
Nope.
Okay, what was everybody, did everyone agree with Judy about the adding to the bullet, something about the not just the health of others, but the enjoyment or appropriate use?
Yeah.
Okay, and then adding another bullet or elaborating on one of these items that we already have on here, similar to what Mission Viejo had in there about physical contact.
Mm-hmm. Well, welcome.
Okay.
Do you need a motion?
I do. I need a motion to, let's see. Actually, let me verify how I worded this staff report. Because I think I'm just looking for feedback, actually.
Yeah, I think that was all you were looking for.
Recommend a review and provide feedback. So
we've done that.
Yep. So we're
don't
good.
Need
I don't need a motion.
Okay. So you're going to take it.
So I'm going to make some updates and then I'll take it to our director to see where we go from there. But okay. My understanding is that we'll probably take it to policy committee.
Okay.
For a commission, and then potentially it'll work its way up to the city council. I'm not sure how far up it'll go.
Okay.
But it'll go through the appropriate approval.
Okay.
And then just so that you guys know too, that once we get this all vetted and approved, what we will do with this is that it'll be posted throughout the building. It will be included in all new user packets.
Yep.
It will be included in the Encore newsletter.
Yep.
We will put it on our website, which if you still haven't gone and looked at the website for our senior, make sure you do that, because Jessica and I worked real hard on that, putting all the information on there and keeping it updated, so take a look because it looks really good. We'll put it on there. So really, we want to push it out. One of my big efforts over the last year for all of the programs that I oversee is that instead of having the public have to come to me to try to pull the information out, I'm trying to push out as much information as possible. And so that's where the new website came into play for us too, is that we were able to put all sorts of stuff on there. So we want to continue to build that. And so this is just another block in building, you know, all of that information.
Good job. So,
great, thank nice. You. All right, thanks everyone.
Okay, Becky, you're still on recreation program and volunteer
yep.
report.
Yep, all of that was included yep. in the packet, so if you have questions, please let me know.
Any comments?
Well, there was one thing.
What did you have? That's just the name of the church. It's an abbreviation for the church.
I know, but it's unfortunate.
That's their church.
Any comments? No? Okay. This
facility report be part of that also?
Yes.
So no comments, we'll keep going. Okay. So many liaison reports. Monzel Outreach Committee.
Mm-hmm. Those are amazing women. They represent all the groups that are caregivers for all of us that need care. But they are really, I am gone for a while. Mm-hmm. And also they are the ones that do the birthday bags.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do anything because we don't have a little kit right. to work from. But I thought I might suggest this. We might even volunteer sometime for a month. You know, that's all 5 or 6 bags. But we need to contribute. Now, I used to, the last several years, I contributed a quilt to the mm-hmm. foundation for the
Fashion show.
And I didn't do that last year. I'd been sick and I didn't get it done, but I'll do that again for us this year. And I also told the girls we would love to have them visit us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to know exactly what you're talking about in incontinence and age.
Mm-hmm.
It's good in black and white, but incontinence and age will happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how you word it is so important.
Yep.
So no, they are alive and well.
Good. Thanks, Monzel. I'm glad you got to go. Planning Commission, Steve.
Okay, so I was before I forget, I also have some additional comments under 11.2 when we get to it.
11.2?
Okay. 11.2.
Okay. Yeah, so I did make one of the two meetings. I made the meeting on the 2nd of October. And there was a meeting followed by a working session. So there were. One of the things I've noticed, there's continual input from the neighbors to what's the Church of the Valley proposal that's going to have, which would affect our group. They have an Alzheimer's facility they want to put in there for 55 units, including a private school and a Boy Scout activity. I guess the complaints, and again, it's the, you know, a couple of the neighbors at each of these meetings have said that the, you know, there's a 15-foot fence. There's going to be night activity, and it's so there's right now it hasn't reached the Planning Commission. It's just an architectural review committee, but there's just seems like there's constant resistance to it. There was an interesting comment from Eric Wallace on the commission, and he talked about the area that I live in, which is Windermere. He says really there's not been a whole lot of support for about 30,000 people out there. In a separate meeting, I remember the mayor mentioning there's only one, and this is due to the county actually, not because of the city, but there's only one church out there that was built. But the city had no input, and so he's commenting that that last area that's past the St. I think Deer Valley apartments,
Deer Creek,
yeah, that the county is working on. He says we don't know what's going on there. You know, the staff hasn't made any. And he hasn't reached out to the county, and so we don't know what's, you know, what they're going to put in there. So hopefully it's going to be something that's going to be of interest and of use to the Deer Creek apartments. Then we moved on to the working session, which had to do with the Crow Canyon area that they're adjusting, and so that was in a separate room. It was kind of interesting. There was one gentleman there, his name was, I think he's identifying himself as Sharifi. One comment he made, which was kind of interesting, he says, you know, we have the best cafe out there, and it's called Cafe Attica, or Attila.
Cafe Attila.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's like, I've never heard of this place.
It's good.
You know,
it's great. Yeah.
And it's great. It's like, so I went, the next day I went out there, had lunch, like, he's right. But he said, you know, I think I own roughly half of this land and these buildings, and he says, nobody from the city's approached me. And so here I am tonight, and but the way it was structured, he says, this is kind of a joke. He says, you know, you're talking about the Bend River Rock and River Walk is one big part example. And I don't know if he's, but I've been there, and I kind of agree with him. It's like, how are you going to fit the Bend River Walk into this? It's, you know. So anyway, I think there was opposition from several people. They insisted there was a consultant there for the city, and he insisted on breaking the group up, where they wanted just to sit there and talk to him, you know, but they, you know, they just, you know, they broke him up into 4 sessions, and it got pretty late. So
I think they're going to have another one of those meetings, working sessions. So anyway, that's it for that.
Thanks, Steve.
Housing Advisory Committee hasn't met, so nothing there. Susan, transportation?
No meeting.
No meeting? Okay. Senior Foundation meets in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So I'll go to that. Ethlin Parks and Community Services Commission?
I did not get to the meeting, I'm sorry to say.
Jean can give us an update at her portion.
Okay.
Perfect.
And as City Council?
Guess what? I didn't go.
Shock and horror.
But you watched it online or got the minutes?
I was out of town.
Oh my gosh, Inez.
Oh my God.
What is the world coming to, Inez?
Make sure that gets very strongly put into the minutes.
I will. Inez did not attend the meeting.
Shirked her responsibility.
Sorry.
Next month.
Oh my goodness, Inez, what are we going to do with you?
I missed it. I'm shocked. I really like those meetings.
We know you do.
It takes a special person to like a City Council meeting.
Yeah.
Mark, Library Advisory.
Thank you for your wording.
Library Advisory, Mark.
Well, surprisingly enough, I attended.
Yay.
Yay, Mark.
So the meeting was held on October 18th, and they had two items under committee business. One was the Library Advisory Committee annual report, which everybody's going through right now. So that took up most of the time discussing the whens, the wheres, the whys, so that was kind of boring. The second item was it's called the Story Walk Concept. And this is pretty interesting, and I think they have the same story walk in San Francisco throughout the Golden Gate Park. And what they're going to do along let's use the Iron Horse Trail.
But the location this is just concept.
It is.
Just want to make sure. Yep. It's just concept. There's no location that has been determined at this point.
No.
Right, Gene?
Correct me if I go off. But what happens is along the trail, they will have stands, and it included in the stand will be a page from a storybook, and it will be laminated, and it will be enlarged, and it will be placed in the stand, and kids, parents, teens, they can read it, and as they move down the trail, there'll be another stand with page 2. So they tell the whole story.
Oh, cool.
In this story walk. It's pretty incredible. It is just a proposal. I think they're anticipating $5,900 from the budget to create this story walk. So along with that, there was some interesting statistics. During the first quarter of the 2018-2019 year, the San Ramon Library had 20 adult programs that were attended by 553 attendees.
Holy
which
Christmas.
Is pretty healthy. They also had 2017 programs with 289 teens attending. And then they had 41 preschool programs with 3,266 teens. Now, my impression was the building itself is beautiful. They did a gorgeous job recreating this library. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. And they're very, very proud of the fact that they have the highest summer reading participation in the county.
Mm-hmm.
So hats off to them. They listed the children's program, which I won't bore you with, and the individual teen program, and the adult programs. I mean, they're really pretty exciting. Now, Becky and I have had this conversation, and apparently they tiptoed just a little bit about not stepping on the San Ramon Senior Center programs. You know, they don't want to, their programs are free. Some of our programs here are not. So they kind of keep quiet as to what they're doing because they don't want to take the attendance away from our center to go to theirs. I don't necessarily agree with that. If there's a program that they're offering, whether it's free or whether you pay, it's for the senior. It shouldn't matter where they go, why they go. It's for the senior. So I think there's going to be more communication between here and the library to sort of coordinate the programs that they're offering. I also noticed that the library is a great venue for advertising what we're doing here. I mean, they have this huge rack, you know, with all different flyers in there, and I just saw one for the boutique. But I mean, we should really utilize
that. We send stuff there, so they must have just run out and they didn't request more.
Well, the new librarian was sitting next to me, and she said, well, what kind of flyers will you send over? We have Lunch Bunch, you know, we have all our exercises, we have yoga, and I went through the whole litany. She said, well, send them to me.
And she will, to Dina?
Mm-hmm, and she will give them to Angela, because that's Angela's responsibility.
Okay.
And she is to put them up, and she needs to take them down when they expire. So that was something I thought about. But anyway, if you haven't been to the library, go. It's a beautiful building.
It is beautiful.
And does their page on the city website show all their programs and such?
Yes.
And if you look in the back of the activity guide that's mailed out quarterly to all residents, they list a lot of their programs in there too.
Okay.
But they have a lot of speakers that come to the library.
Yeah.
And you know, we maybe should think about maybe bringing them down here. You know, just if you're going to talk there on a Wednesday, come down to us on a Thursday afternoon and maybe get something.
They have a little series of like a master gardener. I don't know if that would be
interesting.
You know, they
we're working on our own gardening stuff now.
It's pretty cool.
Starting
and I know they had
winter.
Someone, I went to it, it was for a Rhodes Scholar.
Right.
The travel dude, but I went to that. And it's like, I don't know if that was something that maybe we could do here, bring somebody in.
So if we send flyers to them, do we get stuff from them?
They
to
send
here?
Us some of their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's publicized here also.
It's
okay.
Yeah. And like the book club, that's
page turners.
Here, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they have authors come in to talk about their book. Well, they want you to buy their books.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which I do.
So the next meeting is January 17th, and I'll be more than happy to go. It was a great meeting. It was a lot
good,
of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
The end.
Thank you.
Thank you for going to that, Mark. I know that was one of those you kind of got tossed in there.
Bam.
But you did a good job. I'm proud of you.
Good job, Mark.
In the Red Sox, that was their final.
I know. He even missed them clinching or them winning.
That's it.
Okay. Ethelyn, teen council.
Well, I have to tell you that I did not go to the teen council because I was feeding the homeless. That night.
That's excused.
In a very interesting program called Winter Nights. And they house people in churches, in their recreation room or whatever they call them, families in tents. And other churches are asked to provide food. And so we had a day picked out for us. I mean, we were told your turn is, and so we did, and it was a very humbling experience, because how many of us have ever lived in a tent in a church and had been fed by someone else? And these are the lucky people. Mm-hmm. They are on the road in this program to getting permanent housing.
Mm-hmm.
The parents work. It's usually more mothers, single women, and children. But there was a father and son. The parents work. Some of them have cars.
Mm-hmm.
The children are taken to school in a van. Of the evening after dinner, tutors are provided to help with the homework. They just don't have a home.
Mm-hmm. What's the program?
It's called Winter Nights, and it's been going on for years and years and years.
Here in San Ramon?
No, this was a church in Lafayette. They would be there for 2 weeks, and then they would be moved on. And the program, there were about 20 people,
mm-hmm.
and they start small, and it gets wider, more people as they go along, and then it narrows out, and it's for generally for the school year, so that there's some continuity to to things. But it's very impressive.
Okay, representatives' reports, then Parks and Community Services Commission. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for asking. We met last time, and the hot topics, as you're probably aware of, is the future of Crow Canyon Gardens and that facility. So we were presented with a very wide-ranging presentation from a strong advocate of the future of Crow Canyon Gardens, and that certainly was well received, and had lots of people there expressing their support for the presentation as given to the members. We followed up with then the pop-ups, they call it,
yep.
And Inez was there. And so I encourage again, as Becky said, if you have not been to one, to try to make your comments known to the community. The other thing we heard from was the update on the Central Park and the update on the fountain in front of Central Park. So I don't know that the extent at which we're aware that the fields were closed. There was a snafu with the compost that the city received from waste management, and which resulted in the fields being closed, and they had to be completely redone. Mm-hmm. Now, I will follow up with which I think is the most interesting comment of all, which is there was glass in the compost. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to this, because I think this is a great way to think about this, that if you have pickles can go into your compost, your green bin. The jar of pickles cannot go into the green bin. And all of a sudden, like, okay, well, this totally makes sense to me now. Why and how glass could get in, because they have no means by which to really,
it goes in this barrel.
It goes in the recycle bin.
So waste management did pay for it all. They were very proactive. The city is to be complimented. Parks and Rec, the staff, totally on top of it. I think we kind of got lucky that it was towards the end of the sports season.
Yeah. Close to the end,
Otherwise, it could have been a much more of a
danger.
Yeah, it was highly impactful.
Yes,
it was. Highly impactful with soccer season and all that. But public services, they really should be commended as well, because they're the ones who, they spread the compost and then they were watering it and saw it glimmering. And they went and looked like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so that's a lot of glass.
So all those fields were redone. Wow. There's a proposal to update the what was formerly a fountain in front of the community center. Mm-hmm. It's going to no longer spew water. It's going to turn into a kind of a rock garden, and it'll be lovely. And
I like water. I like water feature.
I do too, but the challenge is, I think, is that, and I think most of us on the commission did not realize, A, how old it was, mm-hmm. and B, how worn out it gets. Mm-hmm. And, the backside of wanting all these things is there's maintenance cost, and this one,
it's like having a swimming pool.
It was going to be extensive, mm-hmm. and yeah. So.
It hadn't worked in years.
It'll be lovely. Yes, that's the other part. And we continue on and looking forward to the work on the master plan. Mm-hmm. I have found working with the agency that they've hired to be, they're outstanding, and the process is really good. I know that they're, the only tiny little concern is, and I think you just have to factor this in these various input opportunities, are the same people showing up giving their same input repeatedly, and I think that sort of reminds me of the Olympics. You throw out the really high and you throw out the really low, and you get the kind of mm-hmm. what's in the middle. But I would also encourage, while this is the senior meeting, that try to get as many age brackets giving input.
Absolutely.
We were pleased at the end to see more families come with small children.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's, we want to make sure that the input reflects all of San Ramon, young, old, and everybody of every skill set in between.
Absolutely. And I'll just add that Judy will be giving the Senior Advisory Committee's annual report next Wednesday on the 14th at 7 o'clock in the council chambers. So if you're available and you want to attend, by all means, please do so. And I know Jean will be our biggest advocate upon the commission.
Stand up and cheer.
Oh, of course.
She'll bring her pom-poms.
Oh, don't get me started.
Do you want a color scheme, clothing?
I'll figure something out. Can't wait for red or something.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Steve, you said you had something under other.
Yes. So this eventually would get be related to the senior center. So as you may know, there were three debates for the city positions. And the third debate was at the San Ramon Islamic Center, which hopefully some of you got a chance to go to one of the three. The first was at the Roundhouse over in Sunset. The second was the library, and the third was the Islamic Center. So I took advantage of that to approach a couple of their seniors, and they didn't know much about our facility at all. So went back and forth with Kishwar, who was in charge of that group, and invited them to come to the boutique this past Saturday.
Okay.
So they brought about a dozen people, bought lots of stuff.
Good.
And
nice job, Steve.
And you know, the nice thing was that James was here, so I got a chance to have them talk to him extensively, and so that was exciting. And so
oh,
I think
I saw them. Yeah, James was giving them some of the
material. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have them, get them plugged in, because there were maybe just one or two that actually had ever been here at all in the past. The only thing that, it's not a worry point, but I think we need to impress on them, and maybe from at the front desk, is again, several of them wanted to go into San Francisco on a future lunch bunch trip or somewhere, just like what you're talking about, they, you know, they haven't been and they don't want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people, I can tell, don't get around too easy. And I think it's important for them to know, okay, if you want to go to Sam's Chowder House, which I'm going to go on that one, I think they pretty much just drop you outside the restaurant, you go in. I don't have a problem with that, but you know, I think they need to understand if you're going into a museum, you're talking about, you know, extensive walking, and it's not, you know, unless they have their own helper. I'm just trying to forestall a problem in the future, so you know, that they don't come back and say, well, he didn't tell me. So I think somewhere along the line they need to, you know, we need to emphasize that point. You know, you're on your own. You know, you need to be able to walk or have somebody help you walk. If you're going to a museum or someplace where you're not just going to the restaurant. So,
is that communicated somehow?
Yes and no. Since all of our programs we're an independent activity center.
Yeah.
All of our programs are independently based. If you need assistance, then you're responsible for bringing your own support.
But if on the...
Yeah, I do remember going to one, I can't remember, it was in San Francisco, and somebody had a walker, and that, they were fine with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were able to use the walker.
Yeah.
And if somebody's wheelchair bound, we can put their wheelchair on there.
Yeah,
that too. Yep.
It was another one with a wheelchair, yeah.
So if someone wants to stay on the bus, does the bus driver have to stay with them then?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of
limits. They can't be left on the on
that's
the
too bad.
Vessel
and
by themselves.
Some there are several that want to stay on the bus.
Mm. Steve, were you finished with that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other reports or business?
I have a question.
Yes.
I just remember. Becky.
Yes.
Do we, you know the sign at the bottom of the driveway out here? Do we have different colored lights?
Yep.
No? Boy, I'll tell you, when I see Dublin... And
that's because they just got theirs last year.
I mean, you can't miss it. And sometimes this is, you know, you can miss it if you're coming down Al Costa. But if you have, like, flashing lights...
We don't have the capability for different colors because we got that sign. We were, like, the first one in the area to have it, and it's been, like, at least 10 years.
Okay.
And they're expensive.
I bet they are.
Because we talked with Dublin last year when they got there on how much. it cost, and I don't remember the exact figure, and they did a lot of their the electrical and foundation building and all that in-house, and so not even including that piece of it, it was over $50,000.
Wow. How was the boutique?
I was here for a portion of it, and it was good. It was well attended. We had about 50 tables.
I was told $800.
What's that?
$800.
I don't know. I haven't heard. I haven't received any. They haven't finalized any figures at this point.
The message they said they got only $800.
Yeah. I don't know any figures at this point. Like I said, the foundation will meet in a couple of weeks, and so then they'll have the initial figures at that point.
Okay, there's no other business. Our next meeting is the 3rd of December at 10 a.m. And the meeting is adjourned.